Hi, everybody. My name is Bud Dickman, and the Phil Henry Show features a lot of different guests on it. But I wonder sometimes, you know, that that's Phil doing all the voices. A lot of you don't. And then you go, oh, it took me 6 years to figure it out. Well, now you don't have... Now you don't have to worry about it, because Phil does all the voices. You didn't even know it, did you?
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Bud Dickman, and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And the Food and Drug Administration here on the Phil Henry Show, I want to mention, has found that a quarter of all food manufacturers don't list the ingredients that cause potentially fatal allergic reactions. The New York Times has reported this. The FDA says the emissions pose a threat to the roughly 7 million Americans who suffer from food allergies. Food allergies. You hear people say food allergies. The last I heard about food allergies having a profound impact on policy in this country was the peanut allergy thing, and that encouraged many airlines to stop serving peanuts on board their flights. Some people claim that an allergy to peanuts caused them to stop breathing. Dean Wheeler is the president of Americans with Allergies Alliance, a group of Americans who suffer from Class 1 allergies. He's on our Newsmaker line this evening on the Phil Henry Show. And, Dean, thank you for joining us.
You bet, Phil. It's always a great pleasure.
Dean, as a leader of an organization of some, I know that you have a membership of close to 500,000 people. You claim there are 7 million Americans suffering right now from food allergies. What responsibility do the rest of us have?
Well, Phil, I think a lot of changes have been made, but a lot more are needed. You're absolutely right when you make the comment that 7 million Americans do suffer from food allergies. I have had allergic reactions to controlled tests, and I think we need to get the American people behind the realization that life needs to change a little bit in our country. We just have too many people with food allergies, and not only are they food allergies, they're allergies to airborne substances. And we just want people to understand that we are suffering, and we need for them to begin to curtail and otherwise channel their usage.
What allergies do you have?
Well, right now I have a class 1. I've tested positive for wheat, eggs, egg byproduct, peanuts, peanut oil, and shellfish.
Okay, so in other words...
I'm allergic to all those things.
You're allergic to wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, and shellfish. So what happens?
Well, a variety of things, Phil. Eggs cause my immune system to shut down. When I do eat eggs, I have an inability to process toxins in my system. Wheat, for instance, causes respiratory failure. And I'm not talking about a difficulty in breathing. I mean my entire respiratory system fails. Shellfish causes extreme cramping and rashes. And peanuts and peanut oil, of course, you're aware of that. My feet swell. My ankles swell. I get blindness. I'm temporarily blinded. And these are all very, very, absolutely...
Those are acute reactions, aren't they?
They're very acute, but there, as I said, there are 7 million people. And I'm going back to my allergist, as a matter of fact, next week, because I suspect I have an allergy to some of the perfumes that my female coworkers use.
Where do you work?
Phil, I'm a part owner of a bookstore and a coffee shop, as a matter of fact, in the San Diego area. So,
and you're allergic to perfume?
I believe that I am, because I noticed a lot of the perfumes have caused irritation in my throat. My throat swells up, and I also do have some spasming in my abdomen. Americans with Allergies Alliance is proud to see that the airlines, by the way, Phil, have fallen into line, and you were mentioning that.
Well, what I was mentioning was that the airlines are not serving peanuts because people who have allergies to peanuts, what were they doing?
Well, I mean, it was a terrible thing. A lot of them couldn't breathe. A lot of people were having... colonic spasming. Some people were having muscular tension, headaches. And so what the airlines did is they banned the dispersal of peanuts and peanut byproduct and all of the domestic as well as international flights, and we were very, very much thankful for that.
So Americans with Allergies Alliance is trying to get legislation on the books, from what I understand it, or get policy changed among American corporations so that the things that you guys are allergic to will no longer be used in the workplace, correct?
Well, you say you guys, AWAA applauds the promptness of the airline industry, and what we just want to see is the other businesses get prompt in changing their policy as well. Right now, airlines serve trail mix, and so it's very healthy, and it is a wonderful way to replace peanuts. I think that everybody benefits.
Can I just say something to you, Dean, about that?
Sure.
I hate trail mix. I can't stand it. And I loved getting those peanuts on the airplane. And what you're telling me is...
Well, Phil, if you can think of the millions of other Americans who had serious colonic spasming and leg pain because of peanut oil. And
okay, I can dig that, but I really loved getting peanuts on the airplane. And trail mix just really is revolting in every level of the word. And the fact that I have to eat trail mix and not peanuts because of the allergies of people disturbs me.
Well, why would you say that?
Well, why can't you just say, no, thank you, I don't want any peanuts?
Well, because, Phil, what happens if you have an allergy and, you know...
Now, seriously, why can't you just say, oh, I'm sorry, I can't eat peanuts, I have a, I have an allergy. Why can't you do that?
Well, we're not about to allow any individuals, Phil, who may be suffering from a peanut allergy and not know it, suddenly become affected by a peanut allergy by having a brain swelling, their sinus infection, and bleeding from the eyes. We cannot have...
You're telling me that a guy who's allergic to peanuts is going to have brain swelling. I still don't know that many people who have that kind of problem.
Well, Phil, I'm sorry you feel that way, but it is important that businesses take the allergic person into consideration.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from Americans with Allergies Alliance. What are at our number 1-800-449-8686? What's your next challenge?
Well, the next thing, Phil, we want to do is we feel we have wrapped up. We'd like to get this wrapped up by the end of the year. Is the workplace environment, the use of scent-based bar soaps? We think all bar soaps that are scent-based. We challenge business in America to allow their employees to use any scentless soaps made from oat byproduct and natural hive wax. And the allergy to caffeine cannot be denied, and so we're trying to get something done about that.
Well, caffeine is in coffee, okay? So if a guy drinks coffee, I understand that. But are you saying that the caffeine somehow in the smell?
The smell of the coffee, absolutely, Phil. A lot of people have an allergic reaction to the smell of caffeinated coffee. What we are doing is recommending alternatives.
And well, I don't drink tea, so.
Well, but if you filter hot water through bee pollen, we think can offset that. But be that as it may, we believe caffeinated coffee and tea drinks must be outlawed by the end of the year, and we're trying to get everybody prepared for that. And
well, you know what? Maybe it won't be outlawed by the end of the year. You guys get peanuts out of the workplace. You don't want your workers wearing perfume.
Well, what we're just going to do is go around to the different businesses and tell them, we have rights too. We have allergies, and they're making our work environment very unsafe, and it doesn't feel good. And I don't really like the smell of perfume on women. I think it's wrong. If you show up to work having used a perfume-scented soap and one of your coworkers goes into an anaphylactic shock, you could be arrested for attempted murder. I don't think you want that.
And wait. I'm not going to be, you mean after they outlaw the soap?
After they outlaw the soap, that is correct.
You're saying if I show up with scented soap on me and a guy has brain swelling, I could be arrested for attempted murder?
I am telling you that is the extreme event. Corn-based allergies, Phil, making popcorn in the office, we have seen this time and again. Kitchen microwaves create a popcorn scent that can cause, in some people, valve leakage in the heart. And
all of these things, man, I mean, I've never heard of a guy smelling popcorn and having a leaking heart valve. I've never heard of a guy smelling scented bar soap and having brain swelling. And if you're talking about someone going into an epileptic seizure because they had to smell some guy's popcorn.
A lot of this happens. A lot of it happens. And Americans with Allergies Alliance want everybody to know that you are making our workplace very uncomfortable, and we don't want you to popcorn or have anything that hurts us. And we're going to go around to different businesses and make them feel the problems that we have. And
I don't know, man. I can't have corn, I can't have a popcorn, I can't have peanuts on the airplane, I can't wash my hands with bar soap.
Well, Phil, if you looked at it this way, why are you being selfish, and why don't you understand the needs of people who, like us, have allergies? And I, for instance, right now, I'm going to go to the doctor. I go to my allergist once a week, and I'm pretty sure I have an allergy to denim, and that has caused a severe rashing all up and down my legs, which causes bleeding. So
you have an allergy to denim?
I believe so. I'm going to my allergist next week.
So that will, in other words, Dean, you have an allergy to wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, shellfish, perfume, and denim.
Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I most certainly do. And I think it can't be understated.
Well, if you have your way, we can't wear perfume, we can't...
Well, Phil, we want everybody to get in line, and we want everyone to show their workers respect. The police can be called to deal with it, but we don't want that to happen.
If a woman wears perfume to the office, the cops arrive.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to Dean Wheeler. He is the president of Americans with Allergies Alliance. This is a group of people who claim to represent the 7 million Americans who have food allergies and other environmental allergies. They want scented soaps out of the workplace. They want popcorn popping out of the workplace. They want caffeinated coffee and tea drinks out of the workplace. They want perfume out of the workplace. This is a guy who he himself, and they, not to mention peanuts, can't have those. He says that he's allergic to denim, perfume, wheat, eggs, egg byproducts, peanuts, peanut oil, shellfish, popcorn. He says he's also allergic to certain kinds of cornflakes. He claims that it causes heart valve leakage, rashing, brain swelling, anaphylactic shock, swelling of the ankles, vomiting, self-induced coma. And I believe that this is an extreme situation from him. I can't believe that our workplace has got to change. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Brain swelling from denim, though. It's a very bad thing. And
Can I ask you, okay, this is Phil Hendry. Welcome back to our show. Dean Wheeler is with us from the Americans with Allergies Alliance. Are you, and I don't mean anything by this, Dean, are you a healthy man?
Well, yes, I am, Phil. I go to an allergist once a week, and I've had a full physical, including a CAT scan. I have a CAT scan every 6 months.
What prompts that?
Well, I just want to ensure that my health has not been compromised by a lot of the environmental problems I'm speaking about. I do have allergies.
Yeah, but a CAT scan is not cheap. You have one every 6 months?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
Well, when you do have the allergies that I have, and again, the doctor did a class 1 test on allergies on me and finds that I could have a class 3 allergy to leather, and I mean the upholstery in my car.
Okay, so in other words, you're almost allergic to your own car, and you're getting a CAT scan.
Well, I'm getting the CAT scan to make sure that no tumors, possible brain tumors, arise from the workplace environment. There's a lot of people out there who are compromising the health of 7 million Americans who suffer from food allergies, and I'm kind of take offense at your question, am I a healthy man?
Well, I don't know. I mean... I know that allergies have to do with immune system.
I can't, Phil, if I walk down the street and I pass someone who is wearing a leather vest or a denim, I could have brain swelling, and that is a dangerous thing.
So if you walked into my house, everybody in my house wears jeans, you'd get brain swelling.
I don't know. I have to get the results, but it's not anything that... it's not anything that we can trivialize, and we want people to understand we have allergies. And you make them bad when you come into our workplace with your the way you smell. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I had to stop and call you because I'm on my way home from work, and I had to go to a payphone and call you. The problem that I have is he wants Americans to stop running their life as normal.
No.
Because of the 7 million people that are allergic to perfume or peanuts or whatever.
Well, our health is being endangered by people who wear perfume.
Okay. Well, instead of taking your time and making an effort to stop everybody else from doing what they're why don't you make an effort to have it a mandatory screening that everybody gets tested for allergies to see if they're going to have brain swelling?
Well, I already do have the allergy. I already do have the allergy. Apparently, you didn't hear me, and I have been tested, and
I understand, I do have it.
I'm in the workplace and someone is wearing. It doesn't have to test 7 million. I'm in the workplace. Someone's wearing perfume. Do you wear cologne to work?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, you could be endangering my life.
Well, can I
have
you a
valve
question?
Leaking?
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
I'm a waiter at the moment. Okay?
All right. Okay.
I'm in law school. I'm a waiter.
I don't go into a lot of restaurants, though, because the smell of shellfish can cause a discharge.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
I get a milky discharge.
Let's say you go into a restaurant. Now, would you want me not smelling like cologne because it might make you sick? Would you rather me smell like BO and that could make you sick and not want to eat?
Well, BO, I guess you're talking about the natural scent of the human body, is far preferable than some of the accentuated scents and fragrances that can cause a serious discharge from my ears. I get eye bleeding. There is all kinds of swelling that takes place.
Okay,
so I'd much rather smell B.O.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, you're going to make me smell B.O. because you go to a restaurant and...
Well, again, I don't go into a lot of restaurants. I do go into Whole Foods, and I enjoy Natural Earth restaurants because they have the natural gravies.
Well, can I ask you this? Okay, how much effort have you made it into get it, you know, for doctors?
Well,
Mike,
I go to an allergist once a week.
Not you personally. How about everybody else that has this problem?
Well, I don't know. I can't talk for them.
Have you made an effort with the AWAA to make it mandatory?
That is a very good. I'm assuming that Americans with Allergies Alliance that they do. I'm trying to get a law passed now that all businesses will have showers installed at the front door.
To have showers installed at the front door?
Yes, sir. And if someone shows up wearing, Emma Root or High Karate, they have to be hosed off before stepping into the workplace.
Otherwise,
I'm going to get swelling.
Do you honestly think that'll pass?
Yeah, that's a good question. Do you really think it'll pass?
Well, yeah, I think it'll be, because otherwise they're jeopardizing my health.
I honestly think there's a problem in your head that's making you...
No.
So with all these problems that you have, and you're making it a big issue for everybody else that wants to just live a normal life.
Well, see, and again, the other thing is it's only 7 million.
You're right.
Yeah, but we are very uncomfortable. We're very uncomfortable. A lot of us are having enlargement of the extremities because of some of these things. All we're asking for you to do, Mike, is not to wear any colognes or perfumes. And I don't know why you don't why do you have a problem with the body odor?
To be honest with you,
what about underarm deodorant? I mean,
right.
How about that?
No, we don't. We can't.
You know what?
Wait a second.
I sweat profusely.
Me too, man. I stink like an open sewer if I don't wear the stuff.
Well, that's something you'll just have to deal with because I can't have that scent. It causes eye bleeding.
Well, then you should segregate yourself from society, not have society segregate them.
No, I have a right. I have rights.
So does everyone else.
I have rights to be in the workplace.
And they have the right to show up there as they want to smell.
I want to be comfortable, too, in my own body. And
you know?
I don't like stinking like an open grave because you don't want to. What do you mean you have rights? Yes, you have rights.
You don't have the right to make my my life miserable. And if I have colonic spasming or anything, because Mike decided to come in wearing English leather. Do you wear denim, Mike?
As a matter of fact, I have a denim shirt on
now. Well, that is a danger to people like myself and some 450,000 other Americans.
It's part of my uniform. I have to wear a denim shirt.
What about leather?
Leather? No, I don't usually wear
leather. Okay, I'm allergic to denim. What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing a denim blue long sleeve shirt and black pants.
And are the pants denim?
No, they're cotton.
Okay, I'm allergic to all of the things you're wearing.
Well, then you can't go into the restaurant.
Well, then you can't go out.
Yeah,
you 90% of population is going to have some kind of gene or denim or...
You can't go into the restaurant where he works.
No, I have a right to go in there, and he has to wear something that won't cause my throat to constrict.
Well, I don't know what a guy's going to wear other than cotton and denim. What, wool?
Wool's fine. No, wait a minute.
I'll get out of here. 1-800-449-8686. Yeah, wool is fine. Maybe this guy needs to wear just loomed linen. That's all he can do. Phil Henry Show will be right back. 1-800-449-8686. I was asking myself, this is the Phil Henry Show, why the idea of food allergies would cause such consternation in me. You know, in like the George Bush topic last hour, there's certain things that just trigger something in me. And once again, it's food. You see the common theme in my life? Bring up food and I get very passionate. Hey, guess what I saw today on the TV shoot? A food wagon that made pork chops. Hey, I don't like this food allergy thing. Why? I love peanuts, you know. And it just goes on. All right, Dean Wheeler is with us. He's with Americans with Food Allergies Alliance talking to us. Dean, you mentioned that you are allergic to denim and to cotton and also certain kinds of wools. What are acceptable clothes that your coworkers could wear to the workplace in order for you to be safe?
Well, Phil, I believe that eventually when we do get a lot of our environmental statutes passed, everyone really should simply wear natural clothing. We would require in our level of statute that all workers wear natural clothing made only from linen loomed by hand, no unnatural fabrics woven in. I can have seizures, and I have swallowed my own tongue if I pass someone wearing a polyester shirt. So these are the problems that I am trying to overcome. At present time,
you've swallowed your own tongue. Did you? You had a.
I had a full seizure when someone was wearing Dacron.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Michelle, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I am just appalled at this man thinking that he can change our entire world, and he's saying to wear natural fibers. Cotton is a very natural fiber in itself.
Well, we're asking it to be loomed by hand. A lot of cotton shirts are loomed by machines.
And where do you think that we're going to end up...
Yeah, what store are we shopping in?
Yeah, where are we going to get the money to pay for hand-loomed articles of clothing?
Well, I think you weigh that against the health hazards to some 7 million Americans who are at present right now bleeding... and having serious internal bleeding problems because you decided to wear a cashmere sweater. Okay? I mean, I don't know what you want me to tell you, but because I almost swallowed my own tongue after I was near a guy wearing a rayon shirt.
Okay, and I'm allergic to cats, and I choose not to go to my friends' homes who have cats.
That's wrong. You should have every right in the world to go to your friend's house. They should have the animal removed or put in a cage for a period of time, no less than 45 minutes before you get there, so that...
Oh, come on. Wait a second. I got a cat. My friend's allergic. You know what he does? He stays outside. All right?
That's wrong, and that's against our civil rights.
It's against somebody's civil rights to tell them to cage an animal for 45 minutes, which you...
It's not... The cat has no rights. The animal can be put down as well.
So if someone's gonna kill their cat... Because you're allergic to it.
The only other alternative is to shave the animal, shave the cat hair to a stubble.
I think that you're so wrong, and for you to say that cats don't have rights, I'm sure there's another group of people that would jump down your throat for that.
There you go. You got that right. Okay.
Well, I just really believe the corn-based allergy is the one we're working on right now. Do you pop corn, or do you enjoy corn popping?
I seldom pop corn. However, I will say that I have young children.
But if you do popcorn, you need to be aware that if I came to your home, you'd have to clean, aerate the area for no less than 50 minutes to an hour.
First of all, I wouldn't invite you to my home. There's too many things in my home. You're probably allergic to...
Wait a minute. I do have certain rights.
You don't have the right to enter my home if you're uninvited.
Well, why are you not inviting me there?
Because I don't want to risk the chance that you're going to sue me for going
but
into
I
some...
But I do have... Well, see, you're denying my right to a legal jurisprudence. You're denying my right that...
Wait a minute. She doesn't have to invite you to her house.
Well, I have the right to ask why she isn't, though.
Because I'm not going to subject myself to some lawsuit from you falling down and having a seizure.
Well, I have a right to file a lawsuit.
You don't have a right to enter my home.
Well, but I don't know why you're not inviting me. Don't I have a right to be there?
No, you do not.
All right, well, that's something we might... That's wrong.
Okay, tell me this. Do my children not have the right to take a peanut butter sandwich to school?
No, they do not.
Why?
because
they go to a public school.
Genital swelling that can occur, internal bleeding that can occur. You know the problems with peanut allergies. If I go to a friend's house with a cat, I make them put their cat in a cage outside and have their house disinfected before I step foot in their house. We sell anti-allergy bombs that you can set off in your home before we come over to visit you.
Oh.
The same thing with peanuts.
And you don't
wrong.
You don't think that you are maybe 1% of the 7 million people?
What?
You don't think that you're...
I'm getting very... Mr. Henry, I'm getting very fatigued now because someone... Are you wearing denim?
No, I'm not wearing denim.
Well, who is?
I'm wearing denim.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
That Mr. Henry's wearing denim. I have a severe allergy to it.
Oh, and since you're on the phone line, you're allergic to his denim?
Well, it's possible that...
Yeah, how can you be allergic? Where are you calling from, San Diego? I'm in Los Angeles. Where are you smelling the denim?
Well, I am getting very fatigued, and I think it's either the denim or someone's boring me.
And I beg your pardon?
Someone's boring here. I don't know which one it is. Is it you?
Am I bullying you?
No, boring me. Hold on.
Oh, I'm boring you.
What are you doing?
That is my inhaler. Oh, boy. That feels so much better.
Okay. Thank you very much, Michelle, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Here is, who is this? John, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mike, you know, I think you have some severe psychological
no,
problems.
No, sir. My feet are swelling.
You are extremely selfish.
Can I ask you a question? Why are my feet swelling, then, if I'm psychologically impaired?
Well, you're allergic to Mr. Henry's denim on the telephone.
I don't know.
I think a lot of this is psychosomatic. But the fact is, you're an extremely selfish person. You keep talking about your rights to go in private people's homes.
I have the right.
You're just worried about our rights. You belong. You need to be the boy in the plastic bubble, sir.
Well, wait a minute. I have the right to be in a home. Why do I not?
You do not have the right to be in my home because
why?
I don't want you there.
Well,
and that's
but don't
my
I have
right because it is my property.
But don't I have certain rights with regard to your property?
You do, as long as they don't infringe upon the common good. And by these laws that you're proposing, which are absolutely insane, infringe
you're
upon the common
insane?
Good.
All right, that I have certain.
You're not taking any
steps.
Allergies. On yourself.
I have
own.
Certain allergies to hive wax, and if I'm going to come into your home, I have the right to have your home scanned.
And I have allergies to people like you, so I should therefore have the right to keep you out of my house.
I don't believe you have the right, though, to tell me what I can do. Okay?
You don't have the right to go into this guy's house any more than you had the right to go into the last lady's house, okay?
Why not? Why don't I?
Because you don't have that right!
I have certain rights. I'm not the selfish
one.
Good.
I'm you need to be up. Thinking about the common good, and you're not thinking about it. You have not even mentioned one thing that you're doing.
Wait a minute. If your property
to share this problem, these issues that you have, you're trying to get us and to pass laws that focus on you and forget about the majority of the Americans that aren't afflicted by
well,
these things.
I would say.
I feel sorry for you if you are. I
well,
think
sir,
I feel more sorry for you because you're psychologically
no,
damaged,
sir, I would say if your property is making my genitals swell, you're the one who's out of line. Okay? What are you laughing about? You think that's funny? There are 7 million Americans with rectal bleeding because
you,
of...
Then you need to be
because
in a
of baseball
you
caps.
To, you need to dress in plastic and carry your own little...
Wait. You just said there's 7 million Americans with rectal bleeding because of baseball caps.
Yes, sir. Okay.
No, I'm going to leave that one alone.
Oh.
Thanks.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Run. You can run, but you can't hide, sir.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dean.
You bet. Oh. Ouch. Ooh. Oh.
What?
Are you wearing underarm deodorant?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can tell. It's a...
Yeah, it's hurting you. Okay. Gee, I'm sorry. All right, well, tell you what, pal. Have yourself a good life. But you ain't taking my peanuts away from me. I'm bringing peanuts on the airplane. Or are they going to take those away from me? Is that what they're going to do? If I bring a big can of Planters with me, they're going to take those away? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show here. And I am Phil Henry, and this is our radio show. And we do it every day, and we appreciate you for being there. And most days, we're just about the funniest freaking thing in the history of radio. How do we do today? I kind of like some of that food allergy stuff. I thought that was pretty beautiful, especially when the guy said he had genital swelling when he walked by a guy in a rayon shirt. Okay, Jamie called from the LA Extreme to ask what, Mike? She was offering us tickets. Did she know she was calling the Phil Henry Show, or did she just think she was calling some fan? Okay. Because they called and they said it's a courtesy call, and we want to know if you've enjoyed the tickets this year, and we want to give you first shot at playoff tickets. Well, here's the thing. I have not been to one game of the LA Extreme and the XFL. I've got the seats, and I will renew the seats one more season to see if things can get pulled out of the fire. I don't know. But I'm not going to any playoff games. Right now, the XFL tickets are an investment, and I'm holding on to them as an investment. In the off chance, in the remotest of chances, that the XFL actually becomes a viable entity and one day challenges the NFL for supremacy, which you know will be years away, but not even then. I mean, those tickets will be worth a lot if this league can just survive past two seasons. They will be worth a lot. So I've got seats on the 20-yard line there at the Coliseum, and we'll see what happens. We appreciate your call, though, Jamie, although it would have been great if you would have offered us some freebies because we're heavyweights in the industry. Right now, we're using our tickets to line the cat box, but if and when we decide to go to a game, can't believe it, man. I haven't been to one L.A. Extreme game. The whole way they cover that game sucks. I had season tickets to the USFL. I went to those games because they made sense. And I ain't going down to the Coliseum on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night. I know it's safe and wonderful and beautiful and it's a great neighborhood. But you know what? I got better things to do with my Friday night than going down to watch your bad football team. I've already given you my money. What more do you want? I can't believe they're going to renew my season tickets. If they find out what a big mouth I am, what a motor mouth I am, they've been ripping their team a new one. They're never going to renew any season tickets. And hey, look at that Linda Blair on Larry King, man. And if she don't look 42 or 43 or 48, which is what I'm pretty sure she is, then she don't look a day over 16, which is what I think she was when she shot the freaking Exorcist, wasn't it? And that picture of Larry King in People magazine tongue-kissing his wife can only be described as a war crime. An absolute and utter crime against humanity. Did you see the picture? Craig's the guy that showed it to me. There's a picture in People, right? And Larry King and his wife are at some function, and he's sticking his tongue down her throat. Do you know that I've got children who read that magazine? Do you realize that the elderly and the weak of mind, do you know that people will bleed from the rear end when they see that? I'm allergic to pictures like that. I see a picture like that, and I get brain swelling. Some people see that picture, and they get the other kind of swelling. God help them. Thank you very much. I'm correct. Linda Blair is 42, whatever. That guy, you know, I saw him at the Museum of Radio and Television, I guess, about, 3 years ago, and I said, Larry, we ran a little shtick on you in Miami. I had you on the phone, and you thought you were talking to the general manager of the station. He goes, oh, yeah, it was very funny. And he's standing there with a coterie of morons, and one of them was, I don't want to say his name, but Norm, you look good in your suit, huh? He had suspenders on. And I just said, hi, how you doing? And I bugged out because I realized it was in the presence of greatness and I didn't want to bother him or bore him with the fact that Phil Henry was standing there telling him that I'd shticked him about 3 years earlier and made him look like a jackball. So I just slunk away, went back to my wife and said, that's Larry King. And she goes, really? Which one? And I said, well, there's only one guy and six women. She goes, yeah, which one? He was wearing suspenders and a belt. And that's the part that troubled me. And to this day, I still wake up, just shoot up straight out of bed with a cold sweat running down my brow. Why was the guy wearing suspenders and a belt? And then I saw the very bare outline of a diaper just above the back of his trousers. So there was King with suspenders, a belt, and a diaper. And, of course, I got to just throw the flag on that, man. 15-yard penalty. Get out of my life. Get out of my life, brother. All right, anyway, Phil Henry Show, it's been very sweet knowing you. Don't forget, our number for the CD is 1-877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445, to order the best of for my friend's place. We raised 125 G's so far.
Hi, I'm a retired airline pilot. I used to fly 747s for an Asian company. I'm now based in Southern California, and I was in the airline industry for 32 years. I just wish to comment that the gentleman you're talking to, I do not think is truly representative of the professionals that fly aircraft in the United States airline industry. His remarks, I think, are way out of place.
Well, sir, I'm simply speaking for a lot of frustrated pilots. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I work with pilots every day, sir, and I've had the privilege of working in the United States of America for 10 years in the aviation industry. And I know that the American pilots are some of the most professional in the world.
Absolutely.
And I've never heard anybody talk such arrant nonsense, sir, as I've heard from you last 20 minutes.
What have I said that isn't true?
What you're saying is not only not true, but it is completely illogical what you're talking about at times, about barbecuing 200 people because somebody wants a pillow or a drink. Please, do me a favor.
What do you want to do? Do you want to distract the crew from safety, or do you want to continue on with this irritating, this non-ending mantra of pillows and baggage space?
But isn't that what a flight attendant and the crew is for?
No, we're there for safety and to make sure that we've got a... Look it, we can be on time, on fire, or we could be late with everybody alive. What do you want to do? David, you're the pilot. What's your call?
I wouldn't even lure myself to answer the question, sir. I really wouldn't.
I mean, that
is absolutely preposterous. You've got pilots who are there to do the safety job. You've got flight attendants who, in the case of an emergency, their priority is safety.
Right.
In between time, everybody's got time to do their job, to be civil, and to try and make the passengers as comfortable as possible.
But you know,
I don't feel that any of what you say gets in the way of flight safety.
Well, what am I doing?
As soon as an emergency situation arises, the whole thing changes. Everything changes, and everybody goes into emergency mode or whatever mode it is. But there is no connection between peanuts and flight safety. Please do yourself a favor.
Well, I don't know, David. You have to have gone through some of these whining asses. Aren't you tired of old people wanting to look in the cockpit?
Yes, you get that, but that's part of the courtesy that you have of trying to give a service to the general public.
Right.
I'm not saying that we are giving a perfect service. We are not. And any system is open to improvement, and it's open to constructive criticism.
But David,
if we get that
well,
feedback, if we
yeah.
get that feedback from the customers, then we can improve the product. America has got a very fine airline system. There are good airlines, and there are not so good airlines.
Well,
the good airlines survive, and the not so good airlines tend to go under or lose a lot of money.
You know as well as I do that in the old days it was easier to. You know, the flight attendants were a little bit more friendly. They were friendlier. And now you know...
To whom?
To us, the pilots. Now they go home, they want to rip someone's throat out, and you can't get to first base.
I really don't see
all right.
The friendliness of the flight attendants.
There has to be a connection between that second drink service and hitting...